An Analytical Study of Words. Chapter 9. And in Greek literature. If by aeonian, endless time were meant, then what could be more than endless time? All the way through it is never feasible to understand aeonios as everlasting. Drive. Nigel Turner. In Hebrew and Greek, the words rendered everlasting have not this sense. They signify a long duration of time, a period, whence the phrase, during these eternities and beyond. Drive. Laminoe. Ancient writings, other than the scriptures, show how an and aeonios were used in the ordinary affairs of the time period. Long ago in Rome, periodic games were held. These were referred to as secular games. Heridian, who wrote in Greek about the end of the 2nd century AD, called these aeonios, aeonian, games. In no sense could those games have been eternal. Adolf Diesmann gives this account, upon a lead tablet found in the necropolis at Adramitum in the Roman province of Africa, near Carthage. The following inscription, belonging to the early 3rd century, is scratched in Greek: I am adjuring thee, the great God, the aeonian, and more than aeonian, aeponian and almighty. If by aeonian, endless time were meant, then what could be more than endless time? In the Apostolical Constitutions, a work of the 4th century AD, it is said, Kai tauto humanisto nomen omnenian hosties sunt lias tu aeonos, and let this be to you an aeonian ordinance until the consummation of the aeon. Obviously there was no thought in the author's mind of endless time. Dr. Agabit, in his article on the future punishment of sin, published in the Expositor, carefully examined the meaning of the word aeonios, and the only passage in which Dr. Beat could deduce the word could possibly mean endless was from Plato's Laws, p. 904. But there is a question there as to whether Plato was referring to endless time. The noun and adjective we are studying were used repeatedly in the Septuagint in relation to ordinances and laws which were limited as to time. A check of these usages as given in a concordance to the Septuagint will show there is no instance in which these words can refer to endlessness. There are those who insist that the punishments of God are forever and ever. The Greek word for punish and punishment appears just 3 times in the NT. Each time, the punishing comes at the hands of humans, not from God. There is no word meaning punish or punishment in the Hebrew. However, our common version translates 2 Greek words, timorio, punish, and kalazo, chastise, with the same English word, punish. Chastising carries the idea of correcting with a view to amendment of one's mistakes, while punishment is penal action. These 2 words were defined by Aristotle in his writ. 1.10.17, as, kalasis is corrective. Timoria alone is the satisfaction of the inflictor. Archbishop Trench states in his Synonyms of the NT, p. 23-24, timorio indicates the vindictive character of punishment. Kalasis indicates punishment as it has reference to correcting and bettering the offender. Kalasum is the word our Lord used as recorded at Matt. 25:46, which the King James tradition mistranslates everlasting punishment. Timorio is used at Acts 22:5, 26:11, and timoria at Heb. 10:29. In Acts 15:18, where the KJV says, the Lord shall reign forever and ever, the Septuagint shows, Karios basileuon ton enakai epenakaiiti, the Lord is reigning the aeon, and upon aeon, and longer, and the Latin Vulgate, in eternum et ultra, into eternity and beyond. The Hebrew says, Jehovah shall reign to the aeon and beyond. Our conception of the English forever and ever allows for no time to be beyond. Some insist that while the noun in the singular does mean age, in the plural it means forever, or eternal. But notice how both the singular and the plural are used in the Septuagint. At Micah 4:5, singular, is tanena kai epigena, for the aeon and beyond, and at Dan 12:3, plural, is tas aeonas kai iti, for the aeons and longer. If the plural means forever, eternity, endless time, etc., there can be no time longer than that. In the Book of Enoch there is, Heos santhleste krematuaeonos ton aeonon, until the judgment of the aeon of the aeons may be accomplished. The Greek word santhleste is a compound word, sun plus leste. Without the sun, telestai appears at Luke 12:50. Rev. 10, 7, 17, 17, 20, 3, 5, and 7, where it should be translated, should be accomplished, or finished, or consummated. The heos of the above is a conjunction of time, which limits the judgment to a period called the aeon of the aeons. Paul uses both the singular and the plural form in one sentence. If 3:21, to him be glory in the ecclesia and in Christ Jesus for all the generations of the aeon of the aeons, cv. Understand that as long as there are generations, we are not at the end of all things, and therefore aeon of the aeons cannot refer to eternity, everlasting, forever and ever, etc. That is a 60:15. The adjective is used, I will make you an aeonian, aeonian, excellency. This is followed by, a joy of many generations. Aeonian cannot mean endlessness here, for when the aeons close, generations cease, for there will be no more procreation. Dr. Main J., a translator of the writings of Philo, says Philo did not use aeonios to express endless duration. Josephus shows that aeonios did not mean endlessness, for he uses it of the period between the giving of the law to Moses and that of his own writing, to the period of the imprisonment of the tyrant John by the Romans, and to the period during which Herod's temple stood. The temple had already been destroyed by the time Josephus was writing. St. Gregory of Nyssa speaks of aeonios diastema, an aeonian interval. It would be absurd to call an interval endless. St. Chrysostom, in his homily on If. 2:1-3, says that Satan's kingdom is aeonian. That is, it will cease with the present world. St. Justin Martyr repeatedly used the word aeonios as in the apple. P. 57, aeonian kalason. All out each aeon tite periodon, aeonian chastening. But a period, not a thousand years. Or, as some translate the last clause, but a period of a thousand years only. He limits the aeonian chastening to a period of a thousand years, rather than to endlessness. In 1 Enoch 10:10 there is an interesting statement using the Greek words, zerein aeonian, life aeonian, or, as in the KJV, everlasting life, at John 3:16 and elsewhere. The whole sentence in Enoch is, hoti elpais ausaisais zerein aeonian, kai hotis aesetai hekastos autina kapente kosia, for they hope to live an aeonian life, and that each one of them will live 500 years. Here, aeonian life is limited to 500 years. In the NT, aeonian life is limited to life during the aeons, after which death will be destroyed by making all alive in Christ, incorruptible and immortal. An analytical study of words, table of contents. This page was published here with the permission of Tentmaker.